and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. I hope you guys are having a rocking week thus far. Today, this is the last episode before the big day. For those of you who celebrate Christmas, as you know, Christmas is this coming Sunday. And, you know, we're a big follower of that practice. So it's huge here for us here at LBMS. And, you know, and if you celebrate the same, you know, happy and Merry Christmas to you. And if not, whatever you celebrate this time of year, just do it to the fullest and include your loved ones. Make sure that you always tell your loved ones that you really love them, because oftentimes that gets dismissed. Okay. Before I get to today's content, I want to talk to you about LinkedIn advertising. I don't talk about that enough. And the reason I came up with this content, this topic today is actually just a few weeks ago, a client of mine was asking about it. So I said, you know what? I have not talked about it in some time on my podcast. Let me give you some content and some perspective on it. But also, before we do go through with what I'm going to talk about today, I want you guys to remind you next week is our end of quarter episode with the great Jennifer Flynn. Stay tuned for that. I want you guys to download that episode. I want you guys to really embrace that episode. I want you guys to set yourself up for success in 2023. It's the last episode of the year, and it's the last episode of the quarter, so we're going to go over a lot of things there. So be on the lookout for that episode. And that's what, you know, most of the episodes that we have, you can listen to on your harness and everything, but that end of quarter episode is the one that I really want you guys to be on your desktop or whatever, download it, be on your desktop and just go through the actions that we talk about, because it's very important about setting up your firm for success. All right. So, that's coming up next week. Okay. So today, I'm going to talk to you about why advertise on LinkedIn, okay? So, and the question is, what is there really a benefit? Because this is what was posed to me by my client. So here's some facts, okay? LinkedIn has more than 849 million users. And now, for those of you who are on the whole TikTok, well, I don't want to say TikTok yet, but for those of you who are on the whole side of Facebook and Instagram, 149 million users seem like a small amount. And if you want to compare it to those two behemoths, it probably is. But 149 million users who are your potential partners, clients, whatever it is that you want to use this for, is a lot. Okay. But here's the difference too, though. There's 149 million users who many of them, and I would venture to say the percentage of this is higher in this platform than the others. Many of these folks are decision makers and or C-suite officers, okay? And this by far trumps any other platform when it comes to that, okay? So that's one thing. And you got to understand that that alone is a great reason why you should consider advertising on LinkedIn, okay? And let's just say that doesn't sway you enough. Frank, okay, you probably knew that already and say, that doesn't really sway you. But I'm going to give you four reasons, and hopefully one of those four reasons, why you should, hopefully one of these four reasons you can think about and start implementing some of these things for 2023, right? So here are four reasons why this will probably sway you and see, wow, this really is a benefit for LinkedIn. All right. Number one, here's the deal. LinkedIn provides advanced targeting opportunities. Here's what I mean. You can target groups. I don't know what your objective is. So I work with a lot of attorneys. So if you're an attorney and you want to partner up with another attorney, this is how you do it. If you are an attorney as well, and you want to offer services to other businesses, this is how you do it. A lot better than Facebook, a lot better than YouTube, TikTok, all of that. This is where you want to run ads. So LinkedIn provides advanced targeting opportunities. So you know exactly who you're talking to at all times, and it's only going to show the ads to these people, not wasting clicks. Okay? Not wasting clicks. That's the key thing with this. You don't want to waste clicks with the wrong people. So also, it takes some getting used to. It's not as cut and dry as people think. And granted, the platform isn't, well, the platform has matured a lot from when the first time I started using it. The targeting is phenomenal. Here's what I like about it. You can target groups. You can target, job titles. Even not only just job titles, you can also target size of companies. So if you know that this, like for instance, I'll give you an example. I have a client of mine who offers restaurants legal services, like on a retainer basis. And there's only certain size restaurants that he wants to work with. And it doesn't have to be, the beauty of his program is it doesn't have to be in his state. I'm not going to say what state he's in because, these are all information that I was given. But, so we run ads for him on LinkedIn for these specific restaurants, the size specific restaurant, and it's only shown to them. So Chili's is not going to see it, right? Because it's only a certain style of restaurant as well. So you can get down to the nitty gritty, and it's just really advanced. They've done a great job in that platform. I really, really love it. So number two is, you can tailor your advertising budget to the needs of your business. Okay, so this is a little bit more advanced, and I don't have a lot of time to explain it. And probably what I'll do, if I get a lot of interest of someone who wants to explain that more, what I will do is create a separate episode that talks simply about tailoring your advertising budget to the needs of your business, okay? Because there's a trick to how LinkedIn does it versus how Facebook. I mean, so if you're an attorney and you've done some Facebook ads or you've done some YouTube ads or whatever to gain traction, you'll see the difference if when you start playing around with LinkedIn ads to how to do it versus how you do it in those platforms. So again, I'm going to give you a very high level view of what this is, but you get the gist. Number three, and this is really cool, is a sponsored in-mail messages. I love that feature. You could do a sponsored in-mail messages, and it's a possibility that you can actually personalize your marketing experience when you do this via the ad. Very powerful way of doing this. So the in-mail messages of LinkedIn, as you know, is you go straight into the message box, but this is sponsored. So it thinks they it looks and acts as if you are in there yourself, but only the people that you want to target will get it. But it's a very personalized way of interacting with your target audience. And it's very effective. Okay, so you do want to consider doing this. And then last but definitely not least, it's a multifaceted ad campaigns, all right, that's going to meet your advertising needs. Okay, and this is what I'm going to, here's what I mean by the multifaceted ad campaigns. And I talked about one already. One is being in the mail. But another thing that you could do is sponsored content. You can promote sponsored content. We talked about in-mail already. Video ads. You can totally do video ads on this. Text ads, of course, as you know. I love the dynamic ads. Dynamic ads are ads that... So it has a prediction of like it knows when your target audience is most likely to be online. So it's dynamic in that sense. So it's not always running. It's only running on the peak hours of their most likely to click. Very powerful feature. Carousel ads, we all know about that. And the display ads. Now the display ads, I don't like as much on LinkedIn. It has a, I mean, it's, yes, you get a low click, cost per click on the display ads. But it's very hard to find, very hard to identify. So I wouldn't recommend that one too much. Carousel ads, I'm not too fond of it, but I just wanted to share with you that there is a possibility with carousel ads. Carousel ads, for those of you who don't know, are the ads that have rotating images. So of these options of the multifaceted ad campaigns, the ones that I feel, and it all depends on your objective, okay, that has the most impact, depending on your objective again, is the sponsored content, definitely the in-mail. I think I should have said that first, because sponsored in-mail has a huge impact for attorneys. It works tremendous for attorneys and other businesses as well, but here we're talking about mostly attorneys. And then, of course, after that is sponsored content. And then if you want to do the video ads, I would recommend it as well. Now, the video ads, there's a trick to the video ads. There's some nuances on the video ads. And I'd be happy to work with anyone who's thinking about doing any of this. And if you want to do video ads, we'll be happy to help you with that, because there are some nuances on it, especially when it comes to LinkedIn. It's not as cut and dry as the others. So anyway, there you have it, folks. Those are the four reasons why you should really consider LinkedIn in 2023. LinkedIn advertising, excuse me, in 2023. I just gave you four benefits. Now, you could just try either one of them. You don't have to do all four, You definitely want to try the in-mail, I believe. It's definitely, that's the one thing you want. If there's one I would ask you to try in 2023, is that one. Okay. And of course, I've got your back if you have any questions when it comes to that. All right. So before I let you go, I meant to say this in the beginning of the episode. I am not in my normal office when I run these podcasts, and so I'm using a mic that's a little bit different, so the quality may not be the same, so I apologize on that. So anyway, next week I'll be back with my regular mic, and of course I'll be with my good friend Jennifer Flynn. So until next week, I hope you guys got a lot out of this episode, and if you do, please share it with some people that you think would benefit. Or if you've heard of any attorney out there thinking, hey, you know, want to try LinkedIn ads, definitely forward them to show. And you yourself, I would love for you to subscribe or maybe even send us a review on Apple Podcasts. So with that, I'm going to put an end to this episode. For those of you who celebrate Christmas, have a merry, merry, merry Christmas. Enjoy times with your family. Until next week, take care and bye for now. Peace out!
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.